This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Ion Digital Corp. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol IONI. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Carlos Montoya. Carlos, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be back again.
Excellent. Before we get started, give us an updated about statement. What do you guys do over there at Ion Digital Corp?
So we're a digital solutions company. We develop cutting edge technology platforms for digital assets, primarily in the financial services and healthcare arenas.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, it's been a couple months since we spoke. I know that when we last spoke, you were working on ambitious plans to develop a next generation asset digitization and securitization ecosystem, one that specifically targeted the monetization of in situ gold. How would you characterize the company's progress to date towards those goals?
Well, we're pretty excited. We just came out of beta testing where we took some legacy digital assets of a company that we now have gone to market as indicating that we're going to be acquiring. And we took some of their, as part of that, sort of pre-acquisition due diligence, we took some of their legacy assets, which were on a distributed ledger, and have effectively transitioned them, re-engineered them, and put them onto what we call an advanced, hybrid blockchain platform. So we're pretty happy about that. We're pretty happy that we can now demonstrate the existence of the asset and the ability to move the asset at an institutional level based on, state-of-the-art technology.
Yeah, I saw the press release yesterday about the company reaching an agreement to purchase the parent of Orbitz Corp. I know that that's going to include, all the patents, the IP for the legacy Orbitz.au, which is a digitized gold securities that were created several years back. What is your strategy associated with the legacy format?
Well, I think it's important. Some of us were involved. I, as a former banker, was involved with helping to create the financial ecosystem for the asset. That is to establish some things, some of the pillars that would make it important on that sort of journey to, getting past sort of the anonymity and the anti-fiat legacy of crypto assets and move it towards a tier one institutional level transparent asset that would include in all of that transparency would include structuring it as a security, which hadn't been done before, resolving or solving for independent custody, meaning that you would have an independent custodian who would manage and track all transactions, buy, sell, trade, hypothecate, collateral pledge, and then finally putting a hard collateral component behind it. So what the new capacity, the speed and the efficiency of blockchain versus distributed ledger, the blockchain allows us to put literally millions of bytes of information. I didn't count each byte. It's a lot of data virtually on the head of a needle, right? And move that at level of efficiency, including it, such components as proof of reserves, proof of work, all that other stuff. So that's where the gold reserves come in. So we have some of those early legacy ambitions. And having been so integral to helping to set that up, we were involved, my team, with virtually, you know, everything but the technology, right? And the go-to-market platform. Ours was to solve for these three pillars, of full transparency as a security, independent custody for reporting, so you could report independently on each transaction to investors, to institutions, and to regulators, if so necessary, right? Assuming in a bank environment, when you're going to get an examination or an audit, you provide virtually tape-to-tape data dumps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of your platform to your, you know, your regulatory bodies or to your institutional correspondents, whoever it might be. So really all transparency. So we look to an acquiring and completing that transaction to basically have that, all of that legacy in our quiver. And you could argue that it comes with, you know, with our service bureau platform, which is MCM, or it comes with our banking services platform, Tallship Partners. All those companies are ultimately being merged in or licensed to ION Digital.
Wow. Yeah, Carlos, before today's podcast, I was informed that ION and its development partner, Instruxy Limited, had submitted the ION digitization platform in this year's Chainlink Spring Hackathon. As I understand it, out of 2,445 submissions, your technology won the space and time data category. What does a win in a hackathon like that do for a company like ION?
I mean, we believe it's very prestigious. Anytime you get, a couple thousand, you know, top level, you know, technology folks, you know, together in a process, and they're, you know, trying to pick apart, you know, your presentation. This is important for us because it gives us, at the very, very top level, validation from the Web3 and technology community that our approach is considered to be stellar, for lack of a better word. So they, you know, we were awarded winner in the critical data, you know, category. Because let's face it, when it comes down to it, data integrity is critical, you know, in any financial asset.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Folks, you've been listening to Carlos Montoya. He's the CEO of ION Digital Corp. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol IONI. You can visit them online at iondigitalcorp.com. Carlos, I, you know, really appreciated having you on the podcast again today. What do you want to leave listeners with as a takeaway for today?
I think what's most important, and you can look virtually across any industry or sector, the digitization of assets is really transformational. And our approach, which we hope will be sort of a hallmark approach in the industry, really comes down to, you know, transparency, security, and, you know, data integrity, right? When you have information that is moving, you know, at lightning speed, you know, in a digital, you know, age, in a, you know, across digital platforms, can you protect that data? Can you be transparent about the source of the data and the delivery of the end product? And that's what excites us. I mean, that's part of the validation from the Chainlink hackathon, right? Folks looking at us and saying, this is huge validation. So those are really the key points for us. And that's really what our legacy has been, even in acquiring the Orbitz platform and now moving it to, you know, best-in-class, current-generation technology. You know, when we first did that 3-4 years ago, I mean, the world has changed quite a bit since then. But some of those principles will always be important.
Carlos, I really appreciate the exciting updates we were able to go over on this podcast, and I'm hoping we'll have more content to go over by the end of the year. Thank you so much for coming on.
Perfect. I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Kevin.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.